The Montbéliard region is unusual in that it straddles two worlds, Germanic Northern Europe and Mediterranean Southern Europe. It draws its uniqueness from both. It is French in its language, customs and habits, but throughout its long history, it has had close connections with the Duchy of Württemberg. So it is no accident that this small region, where education has been compulsory since 1559, has produced so many inventors, explorers, and pioneers of all kinds. The person looking down from his statue is one such man. His name is Georges Cuvier. He was born close by in 1769, in the modest Blue House at number 22 on the street that has been named after him since 1832, the year of his death. Very early on, Georges Cuvier developed a passion for nature and collecting insects and plants. He considered becoming a pastor like some of his elders, but ended up going to Stuttgart to study at the Caroline Academy, thanks to a grant from the Duke of Württemberg. His scientific work in zoology, comparative anatomy, and paleontology, as well as his involvement in the administration and reorganization of higher education, earned him numerous honors. Cuvier became a member of the Académie Française in 1818. He was made a baron in 1820 by King Louis XVIII in person. He also had many official and unofficial titles, including Grand Officer of the Légion d'Honneur, Peer of France, Grand Master of the Faculties of Protestant Theology, Director of Dissident Faiths, and of course, patron of the Natural History Museum in Paris. Nowadays, Georges Cuvier is best known for his state education reforms, in particular for introducing state-run, compulsory and free primary education. Many other facets of this extraordinary figure can be discovered in the museum at the Dukes of Württemberg Castle in Montbéliard, as well as at the Science Pavilion.